Well, good evening and welcome to our Sunday night service. And say it's good to see each and every one of you. And I heard we had a great service this morning. And I'd like to thank Brother Brian for stepping in on a moment's notice, literally this morning. And I had a few blood pressure issues, but I think we may be getting straightened out here soon. But I'll tell you what, let's just jump right into things tonight. And Jeff Hodges, would you bless the service? Pray for the service tonight.
Dear Lord, we thank you for coming out to your house once again, worshiping you, Lord. We're aware of the fellowship of one another, Lord. Thank you for all of our many lives. The great service we have this morning, and that we'll have on tonight. Thank you for all of the many blessings. Thank you for we have this Catherine back with us. Oregon was really nice to hear again. Thank you for all of our many blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let him sit for just a second. Congregation, if you need it, you can type it in. You're going to have all the book pages on you. So you have to look and see. Miss Amy's just there, Miss Catherine's mom's service. Grand old heaven, John Newton. Stand up and sing this with you. Sing.
Amazing grace.
Sing.
Be seated. I want to take the offering up. For the longest time, we've been doing that as we exit the church in the foyer, and so I got to get used to calling you men up again. But again, just a great joy, honor, and privilege to be here tonight. So let's bless the offering, and then just after that, Lily's going to come around and sing a special. Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord. We praise you for who you are and for what you do. Bless the offering tonight, Lord. Bless the gift and the giver. Lord, this is your service, and whatever you want to be done, Lord, let it be done, and we'll praise you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. do things a little different tonight. I spoke to, this is twice in one day, right off the cuff, to Brother Brian, but I'm going to sit down here. Of course, having some blood pressure issues today. I'm at best if I'll just be sitting tonight, and I want Brian to come around, and we're just going to have a testimony service tonight. You got something to praise the Lord for, then as he comes and moderates, however he wants to do it, that's totally up to him, then let's do it. You have prayer requests, offer them up tonight. But anyway, it's going to be a good thing.
All right. Well, right before we start that, I want to have my wife come up, and he had told me I was going to get a chance to lead the service for a second. She's going to sing a song that the Lord laid on our hearts for Barbara Anderson. I don't know how many of you guys know this, but if you leave church and drive about 2 miles to the left, that's where Miss Barbara Anderson stays. And she would love to see it. And sometimes Belita sings this song, and she just cries and cries. And when you get ready to praise the Lord and thank the Lord, it's always good to consider how amazing the Lord has been to you, right? The David said, why so downcast, O my soul? Put your trust in God. David also said, let me forget not thy benefits, the Lord, right? So just as she sings, you get ready to praise the Lord. The young people of the church need to hear you. Lily, thank you so much for singing. You will see all of, I don't even see where she's at. She's gone. But you'll see all that you've done in eternity again. Thanks for being a blessing today.
Before we sing, I just want to thank the Lord for saving my soul. I know it's a it's a time of testimony, and my hands start pouring sweat when I speak. It's much easier, I found, to sing than it is to speak. My heart has been so heavy for my precious friend, Miss Catherine, this week. Until you've lost a mother, a warrior in prayer, one that... you can totally disappoint and hurt and let down so many times. And yet, the one that if I had committed first-degree murder would have seen me every single day that she could have, because that is a mother's love. And there is no other love on the planet like a mother's love. And until you've experienced that loss, it's hard to feel that pain for another person. And as your friend, Miss Catherine, I feel that pain for you today. And this church loves you, but I don't know if anybody loves you more than I do at this church, Miss Catherine. And if you have ever known somebody that is faithful to Jesus Christ and does not do it for any earthly glory, it is Miss Catherine Clemens. And I'm just praying that God will comfort you this week and show you his love, and that she was a precious, beautiful mother, and I see her in you every time I see you, Miss Catherine. So I pray that you will, this song will minister to your heart, and that it will be a blessing. Consider the lilies, they don't toil nor spin, and there's not a king with more splendor than them. Consider the sparrow, they don't plant nor sow, but they're fed by the Master.
Amen.
Watches them grow. We have a heavenly Father above, with eyes full of mercy and a heart full of love. He really cares when our heads are low. So consider the lilies, and then you will know. May I introduce you to this friend of mine, who hangs out the stars to the sun went to shine, and kisses the flowers each morning with dew. But he's not too busy to care about you. We have a heavenly Father above, with eyes full of mercy and a heart full of love. He really cares when our heads are bowed low. So consider the lilies, and then you will know. Thank you, Brother Dan.
Who'll be the first to praise the Lord tonight? Somebody stand up and praise the Lord, who's so very gracious. Robert, thank you.
Y'all believe Robert graduated high school? Amen.
You know,
Thank you, Robert, for sharing. How'd you like to have an 18-year-old boy in your family that would stand up and do that, huh? We'll take you, Robert. We love you. Who's next? Who can thank our great God tonight? Amen. Thank you today. That's a great reason to praise.
She didn't have much choice.
Well, do you believe God works generations ahead? I do. I do. I do. Anybody else? Somebody else tonight? Praise the Lord. Ms. Darlene? Ladies first. Amen.
His compassions for us. He has blessings. He has blessed us, whether we're aware of it or not. God has blessed us. And I say it like this. If God woke me up this morning, he's got a purpose. He's got something he intends for me to learn or to grow or to do or to share or to see. He's got a purpose for me in here today. Otherwise, I belong to him. He'd say, you know, home.
Amen.
And when I think about that, you know, the Lord woke me up this morning, and I thought about that verse's compassions. They're new every morning.
Wow.
And I'm thinking for every one of us today, the Lord is having, he has compassions, he has blessings, he has mercy upon us today. And are we aware of it? Am I aware of it? And I'm just thankful for that reminder from Girl.
God.
And I'm so thankful that God has always tried to reach and connect and speak to us if we will be aware and just look and listen. Slow down enough to say, God, what are you trying to say to me? And I'm so thankful for that, that he doesn't give up.
Amen.
He keeps trying to reach and speak to me.
Darlene, if you will, introduce the young lady next to you. We got a new young lady at the children's home today. Guys, make Tansy welcome. Thanks for being here tonight, Tansy. Praise the Lord, somebody. Mr. Ceylon.
Much to us. So much to our church, our pastor. I hope that you
friend. Yes, sir. What would you do without him?
What would you do without him?
Sweet mercy.
I can imagine. I can't grasp somebody that goes through what we've been through and they don't have the Lord. I don't know how they make it.
I don't either. Amen. I can see why he loves you, man. Anybody else got a praise today? It's Rich. Amen. Amen. You might recall when Jesus' disciples had forsaken him in the garden, God did not leave his son alone. The Bible said he sent an angel to minister to him. And it's a tough day when you take your mama home to die. That's a tough day. And I believe you. I do. Who, Miss Rich, can you praise the Lord? You just want to stand up? The Sunday, I guess the diplomat's saying, when did he die? Wednesday or so?
Yeah,
just a shock, just a shock. But aren't you thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. And not a doubt in this world that that man's in eternity. I have seen him do that this little light of mine thing before where he got red up there. It's always so funny. And I had it planned because I can't sing a lick. And if he had called on me, I was going to change it and say, this man's lost his mind. He's not very kind. You know what I mean? I'm glad I didn't do it. I didn't know what was coming, you know. Anyway, anybody else praise the Lord today? Oakland. Oakland sang at his granddaddy's funeral. Anybody else praise the Lord today? Miss Ellis? Ma'am. You thought. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Amen. Never would have guessed her age. That's awesome. Praise the Lord. Anybody else today? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, Kevin. praying about sending that boy to Bible college. That's what he was praying about today. I'm going to see what the Lord's up to there. Love that kid. Anybody else praise the Lord today? Kept his promise. Yes, ma'am.
But anyway, in teaching Sunday school this morning and last Sunday, it was just the children, but the younger ones. And I thought that just praising him, saving him. Can't do anything without him. Can't walk, can't talk, can't do anything without him. And glad that he allows me to have this.
I've taught the kids for years a grateful heart is a happy heart. Anybody else grateful tonight? I understand. Bless your heart. How precious. How about a heart like that? Can't speak, but just got to stand and say something. Amen. We're glad y'all are in our life. Brother Don. Precious. No doubt it's a blessing to the Lord. In a mess, sir. Just a couple more, Miss Farmer. We don't think it's funny. We just never heard a woman admit to it before, right? You
know what I mean? I used to have a heavy foot.
I
gotcha.
But
I don't anymore because I don't really think you should do it. Some people kind of, when you say I pray about it, they kind of
yes, ma'am.
Make it study over. So they were talking about, I'm on the city council. They were talking about.
Amen. Amen. A God that cares about extra flowers. How about that? That's awesome.
He does.
He absolutely does. It was important to you, so it was important to him. That's precious. Anybody else?
This church is just means
It was awesome, Brother Jeff. Thank you.
I just want to say that God's pretty awesome.
Yes, he is.
Her out my life.
Isn't our church fortunate to have Larry in it? Aren't you glad he's here? I'm so glad you're here. All right. Well, Brother Barker's going to sing a song for us tonight as we wrap up. Okay. And then Melina and Julie will come. We'll wrap up with one song. If you know this, sing it with them. You told me not to put the microphone down. We sing a duet.
There's a resounding theme that goes through each of the things that you share. For, and in the years that I've been here, and the next month is 9 years I've been sitting on this bench, and I listen every time, and I hear the same thing. And every time I'm hearing it, Larry just said it. Just the first words out of Larry's mouth this week. God is a good God. Amen.
Amen.
If you don't have, don't ever doubt. He's been good to me. He's been good to each one of you. Every one of you can stand up and say, can stand up and testify how good God's been in your life. I'm grateful that as a little six-year-old boy, that I walked down an aisle of a church and my mom and dad came down out of the choir and my dad opened the Word of God and led me to Jesus. They lived in front of me, which is a hard thing to do because they had seven boys, and I was the baby. They maintained their Christian witness through that, but they've done something, I'm telling you, especially with two of them. But I'm glad that's been 52 years ago in September. And I've never, ever once been forsaken by him. And he is a good and faithful God.
Amen.
Lately I've been looking back. my Savior and my friend. His love was my beginning, and His love will be my end. I could spend forever trying to tell you everything He is. But the best way I can say it is this. Share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could. 'Cause through it all, God's been
really come to sing the song we talked about this morning, I Have Been Blessed. I want you, if you will, just know that the altar is open. And if you'd like to come to the altar and talk to the Lord as we close the service out, this would be a perfect time. The Lord has heard you say publicly that He has been good, but I think maybe He'd just like to hear that right to His ear. With this, we'll be dismissed.
Precious are His love.
shoulder to lean on when I am down, the rock where he leads me when I'm overwhelmed, the place where he hides me under his wings. He's not just a song, he's the reason I sing. Oh, I have been
tonight. We thank you so much for the goodness that we heard from these people, Lord. I hope that I never forget the spirit that was in this church tonight. Thank you for the folks who shared from their heart. It was pure treasure. I thank you, Lord, for the three boys from Calvary who came to the altars. No mistake that the three boys that were willing to be grateful had their hearts drawn. I pray, God, you answer their prayers. And today, our dear friend, the Sanvee family, has said that they're going to the doctor this week and they desperately need help. And our precious friend said she's grasping at straws. Lord, I want to do so much more than that tonight. Father, Lord, I say to you with all the childlike faith that I have that if you were on this earth, I would bring Mr. Sanvee to you tonight and I would knock on the door. And if I couldn't get in, I'd climb on the roof and I'd lower him down. In my childlike faith, I would say, help him, God, help him. And with that, just drop of faith, I look to the King who's so kind and so gracious. And I pray that you'd involve yourself in his situation, Lord. Father, the thing that afflicts his speech is it's not impossible for you to untie. And Father, Lord, I just say to you, it won't be a lack of faith on our part that doesn't get it done. If you choose to go a different route, that's on you because you know best, God. But we ask for mercy and we ask for grace. And we're in a group of people who've been praising you all night tonight. We pray, God, you'd pour it out on that man this week. Be with Miss Catherine as she travels this week. And as that family recovers from this great loss and all the others who are facing struggles and challenges, Lord, thank you for this church and for what you've done. I pray you bless them as they go home tonight and help the services today echo in their hearts throughout the week. We love you, Jesus. You're the best thing that's ever happened to us. Look our way this week. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.